Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, Mike Stoneman agrees you in the comments line, says Dunkin' Coffee is the S.
Yeah.
All right, today we toast 20 unidentified couples from Mar del Plata, Argentina.
Damn it.
And in case you're wondering, Mar del Plata translates to
the beach of something.
Not bad. Sea of silver. But that's neither here nor there. The couples that we are toasting today, they got together at a farm for an invite-only swingers party. They paid organizers for a sex tour that included, and I'm quoting, accommodation, meals, and several nights of fun. About 10 p.m., the entertainment arrived in the form of strippers. And before they could even get in the door, one particularly randy woman pulled a stripper aside to tell him, and I quote, "Look at your eyes. They get me hot." I'm sure she said caliente, yeah, but we're doing the translation. Well, the swingers, the original, god damn it. What the hell did I write here? Hang on. These strippers, I used the wrong term. The strippers, they were not very original with the costumes. All of them, they dressed as police officers, the old tried and true. But it turns out they were actual police officers. And everyone there received citations for violating COVID protocols. See, the owner of the farm is now facing a fine. So now the question is, how did the cops find out about this invite-only super secret sex party? Well, that's answered. There were three people that organized the sex party, but they got into a fight during the planning stages. So two of them decided to leave the other one out. And the one who got left out called the cops to tip them off to the Argentinian farm sex party. And they were busted. But the cops said, man, they showed up. And when they showed up to cheers. I'm like, all right, do your thing. And they're like, no, we swear to God, we're cops. No one was under arrest, but you all get citations for violating Section 205, Mike. Bet you didn't know that part. Mm-hmm. 205, Argentinian code. So let's drink to the cops slash strippers slash swingers. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, thank you.
Hola.
Hola.
You're welcome, Mike.
All right, Mike, you understand how this year game is played?
I sure do.
All right, so you got your choice of one of three stories. The Wonderful World of Drugs, Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. What category would you like today?
Let's go with Bite Me today.
Yeah. Just eat it. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to Kingwood, Texas. It happened at a Cracker Barrel there. Susan Mosher says the problem stems from a restaurant worker, and she says it left her paranoid for days. When she was dining with her husband, she ordered herself a BLT. And she says, quote, I ate about half of my sandwich and a couple of fries, and then I looked down, and there is something. She says it was a human substance was covering some of her fries and the plate. She continued, quote, actually, it looks like fingerprints from someone's hand, like they took the fries. Then you can see the prints on the fries. She says she then freaked out. The waitress came over. I thought her eyes were going to pop out of her head. But as soon as she saw it, she knew also what it was. And she just kept saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, then took it and ran to the kitchen. But now she's worried and she's demanding some answers from Cracker Barrel. She says, quote, I want them to run a test on the gentleman at the restaurant that exposed me with his bodily stuff. He endangered my life, and I don't think that that's a large thing to ask. Cracker Barrel, for their part, of course, they issued the typical statement. We don't condone this type of thing, blah, blah, blah. The question is, what do you think it is she found on her fries? Was it semen? That's for you, Ted. Poop? That's for you, Miles. Blood? That's for everybody. Or a Band-Aid?
Oh, man, I don't know. What do you guys tend to think that could be? Fingerprints and things.
What were they eating?
They were at Cracker Barrel. She said it was on her fries. She ordered a BLT sandwich, but the evidence of what went wrong, according to her, was on her French fries.
Yeah, what the hell? I'm sticking with semen.
You're going semen?
Yep. It's one day this week. It's going to be semen.
Semen week on the bedroom.
You're going to go semen, horrible. Ted? Final answer?
You're damn right.
I'm in a blood well. Mike, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go separate from all that. I think it's going to be a nasty Band-Aid because of the fingerprint and everything.
Okay. All right. We're going to find out what was on her fries. Semen, poop, blood, or a Band-Aid next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was a
tease. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category Buy Me on Profile. This Texas woman ordered a BLT and a Cracker Barrel with some fries. Something covering her fries.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress saw it too. And she freaked out as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ran back into the kitchen with a plate of food.
Yeah, just grabbed the plate and ran back into the kitchen. Didn't want any other customer to see it. And the question was, though, what was it that was on her fries? Was it semen? Was it poop? Was it blood? Was it a Band-Aid? Mike, we will start with you, which means it's bad news, because, Mike, you guessed the Band-Aid. And even though that's the most reasonable answer, it's not in a reasonable world. Remember, the world we live in is insane. That would be excusable. So, no, of course it's not a Band-Aid. Ted, you went with semen. Man, I can't believe I feel bad that there's not more semen covered food stories for you. Not semen. Miles, you went with blood, which is the obvious choice. And
you are correct.
I'm back. Yeah, apparently the, look, I've worked in restaurants, and the cook had cut himself, which is not unusual. You're working with knives all day. What is unusual is that when you bleed on someone's food, you're like, eh, put it on the plate.
Still put it out.
You can't not notice your blood on someone's French
fries. And your fingerprint.
Right. And dude decided just to send it out to her table anyway. So, yeah, blood.
Right. And, like, right. No offense, but it's a BLT and fries. You could... We can make that again.
It's real easy to do, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time Routine.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late?
That's right.
Night.
These guys all have teams of talent to write themselves and come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be the Ted Smith original?
HBO announced they're rebooting Sex and the City. Even crazier, there's going to be a version that airs on Nickelodeon.
I hope it's the Ted Smith.
Yeah, me too.
Gosh, Jimmy Fallon.
Some entertainment news. HBO announced that they are rebooting Sex and the City. Yeah. Even crazier, there's also going to be a version that airs on Nickelodeon.
President Trump is expected to give a speech tomorrow in Alamo, Texas, because the line at Enterprise was too long.
Me, Ted Smith. Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
All right. We gave it yesterday, so you just tricked me.
I did.
That's a good one. That was a good one.
Came up with it in the shower this morning.
That was tomfoolery.
Carl rents his jokes, people.
Yeah, right?
Because he said otherwise it hurts.
I know. I thought about going Hertz, but...
I can't name another. There's Hertz, Enterprise...
Dollar?
Oh, yeah, Dollar. I'm done.
Producers announced Sex and the City will return for a 10-episode limited series without star Kim Cattrall. The limited series will just be called The City.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, it's Seth.
Producers announced that Sex and the City will return for a 10-episode limited series without star Kim Cattrall. The limited series will be called Just The City.
A city in South Korea is offering a grant of nearly $100,000 to married couples if they have at least 3 children. No one is more upset than the families that already have 3 children.
A city in South Korea is offering...
Oh, I'm Seth, saying Myers.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A city
Thank
in South
so
Korea is offering a grant of nearly $100,000 to married couples if they have at least 3 children. And no one is more upset than the families who already have 3 children.
What, I mean, now Mike had his first kid.
What is it about Asia, right? So, like, in China... At one point, they were limiting couples. You can have 1 kid.
Correct.
Then something's happened. They're like, hey, have more than 1 kid. I think it went up to 2 because it already has a huge population. I've heard it in Japan. I've heard it in Korea. I mean, what, like, culturally, what do you think it is? You just have 1 kid and that's it. Because now all of those countries have done an about face. Like, you need to have more than 1 kid.
I mean, yeah, I think right? you like see it here in the States, too. I think.
Are we saying have more kids?
No, I'm just saying I don't think people are having kids at the same rates that they used to.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I think some of it has to do with probably religious stuff or religious? Maybe people like just you just
money. I think money goes the long like right. just insurance, man. Honestly, it's, you know, look, kids aren't cheap. Everyone knows that, but the cost of living goes up exponentially higher than your wages do. Right? So right. the idea of having kids, it becomes very financial. It's not romantic kids. You were probably,
I also think nowadays it's not as taboo.
You know, right. like back you can in just the day, be married and not have a kid. It's
really
fine.
Like back in the day, it was like, oh my God, you're not having children. Like, what's wrong with them and this and that? Whereas nowadays, like people are just like, yeah, we just
don't have kids. I want money.
Yeah. We got a dog.
Yeah, I decided to give up money and have kids.
Catholic Church?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what it started with. Some of it might have to do with like some of the religious stuff, too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just I just noticed in a lot of the Asian countries, they're like, look, we know we've been saying don't have kids, but in the last like 5 years, it's been like, have kids.
Yeah, I'm not positive.
Have sex.
Like I said, I can only base it on things I see. It seems like, you're right, I think money goes a super long way.
Sure.
Right? You know.
in this country, I get it, because we know what healthcare is here, right? It's ridiculous comparatively to the rest of the world. That's something you take into account. And just cost of everything here. There's the way we do business, and it's fine. It is what it is. But when you have a kid, it's a lot easier to spend money on yourself. You understand where it's going. When you have a kid, it's like, man, there's a lot of unexpected cost.
Yeah.
You know,
and as inflation works and stuff, like, not that you shouldn't have these things, but like kind of like the stuff you don't need as much has gotten super affordable. You can get awesome TVs, awesome couches,
yeah, that's
like this
true.
Or that,
yeah.
Right? But housing costs a lot of money.
Your housing costs more, but your sofa's cheaper.
Right, and your groceries cost a lot. all right, so I know...
Do you?
I know people... I'm sure we've all seen an episode of Sex and the City. I mean, when I first started watching it, because it was on HBO and Kim Cattrall was hot and there was some boobs.
Yeah, I mean, it made it easy.
But right, I didn't watch a ton of it. It was kind of like you click through a scene. But Sex and the City, obviously a massive show.
Sure.
So and what, one or two movies?
They've had two.
Okay. My understanding, the first one was fine. My follow-up understanding is that the second one was awful. And this is without me having seen either of them.
Correct. So basically, they have this new Sex and the City. Kim Cattrall's not on there. Now, Sarah Jessica Parker, who's the other main star, her and Kim Cattrall, like, I want to say, like, there is no love loss there.
No, not at all.
And then Kim Cattrall, somebody in her family passed away, and Sarah Jessica Parker commented, like, on her Instagram post or something, like, sorry for your loss. And Kim Cattrall was just like, don't talk to me.
Wow.
Like, leave
Jesus,
us the F
damn.
Alone.
Yeah, usually at that point you go, hey, thanks.
Right. So now they have a new series. She's not on it. But Sarah Jessica Parker responded, you know, somebody was like, it's because you guys don't like each other. She goes, no, this is her quote. No, I don't dislike her. I never said that. Never would. Samantha isn't part of this story, but she'll always be part of us, no matter where we are or what we do. Like, BS.
Just say, you already know we don't get along.
She that might have a problem with her, but the other woman has a problem with Sarah Jessica Parker.
But that's not the way stuff like that works.
Right.
You both know. Now, if Sarah Jessica Parker wants to run around and act like she has no idea, but it's just like, come on.
Don't play that. Look, yeah. I don't watch the show. I don't care about the show. But I know that you guys don't get along because you can't escape it, right? It's like the Kardashians.
Right. Yeah, didn't
you don't have to follow them. It becomes a headline. So I understand it's a loaded question because it'll just make you look worse if you say, yeah, she's not here because I don't like her. And obviously, I'm the primary on the show. But there's a better way to say it. Like, especially when you say, I never said that.
Didn't Kim Cattrall write a book?
I have no idea.
I think she did. It was pretty bad.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then, all right.
And there you go. I mean, look.
Wait, I'm just saying, like, that.
Well, that's just one thing. It doesn't mean, like, she could have had sex with Matthew Broderick, for all we know.
But still,
know?
I mean, at least even Saved by the Bell, like, we're mad at Screech, you wrote a book. Like, they
right.
Say,
yeah.
Just say it. Everyone gets it.
Right. When you say, I don't, like, we could argue about whether or not she dislikes her. We say, I never said that. So that tells me now you're doing the kind of the corporate thing of, like,
right.
Well, technically, I've never said that, but
exactly.
This and that. Right?
Exactly.
And then to be like, she's always part of us, no matter where we're like, right, mm-hmm. But you're not paying her to be on the show.
Because you don't like her. And it's okay, because you haven't liked her for a decade. You know what I mean? Like, this is not news to someone. This is not breaking.
Let's see. I think we've all seen at least a few episodes of Ozark in here.
Yeah.
I have not personally.
Oh, really?
No, I really have not.
I got to finish up season 3. You should watch it, though. It's very good.
See, this is the thing, because I know once I watch it, I'm going to get all in.
Yeah,
it's not a bad thing with the show, though.
I was going to say, yeah, and you're better about finishing stuff. I'm halfway in between a couple of them.
Am I better at binging? Basically, you're better on your sofa.
But you'll watch it.
You're the only one I know will stay up till 2:30 in the morning watching shows.
You are goddamn right I will.
I'm in bed by like 11.
I don't want to. Like, I'm trying to give myself some reprieve because I know I will stay up 2:30, 3, 4. Like, all right, you can get 3 hours of sleep. You'll be fine for work. Because I will do that. So there will be a point that I will start watching Ozark. Problem was, Christmas just passed, right? 2 weeks where I probably would have banked the entire show. But that had to be Cobra Kai and the boys, right? So I knew that was already set right up. So I'm like, all right, next time we get, you know, a week break, whatever the hell that is, I will probably watch that show, go through the entire thing, and ask you guys how you haven't finished it yet.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I was saying this to Mike earlier. Like, for me, now we're getting into, like, kind of the dark months. Right, there's no football.
Yeah,
it's
winter
times. So, like, to me, this is the time of year where you're actually going to binge shows.
You know what? You're right. Talk to me after the Super Bowl, right? And we all have that weird
that weird
sadness inside. Yeah, you're just like lost in the middle of the ocean. Then I'll probably start binging some shows I haven't watched before.
Yeah, because I would like, right, like part of the reason I kind of like, I'll binge stuff but then kind of get stopped is like, well, there's college football Thursday. There's this football Saturday.
You were tracking with the boys pretty well, man.
I was staying up till one.
You got ahead of me at one point.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Then it stopped, and now I'm done.
Well, if you've seen Ozark, you know the actress Julia Garner. She plays Ruth.
What a beautiful name.
Well, she's got a very potty mouth. When you watch the series, you'll actually really like her.
Thanks, Ed.
But she's in the running to play Madonna. And Madonna's directing a movie about herself. The final decision is hers. But if you've seen what this girl looks like, I read this today. It's like her and some other girl are up for it. But I was like, that's a pretty good casting.
Wait, what's her name? I'm going to Google her real quick.
Julia Garner.
Yeah, they're calling the movie The Jungle.
The pubic hair story. Yeah, she can play Madonna for sure.
Right. I mean, she has the same, like, same curly hair and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to put a little gap between the teeth.
Kind of going back to the whole Sex and the City drama here. But I like this. You guys all know Henry Winkler.
Mm-hmm.
Shot to fame as the Fonz.
Hey.
I, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't know the Fonz or Happy Days, any of that stuff. But I remember he was the cop on Scream.
Oh, like when that horse series started. Was.
And I was like, oh, look at this, Henry Winkler guy. And then I saw him on something else, and he was just kind of nerdy. And everybody, I think it was probably you guys were like, you have no idea how cool he was.
He was the man.
Oh, the Fonz was, he was in the 70s when Happy Days was on. The Fonz was the definition of cool. We knew Henry Winkler was the actor, but they didn't do a ton of interviews and all that crap back then. It was maybe mid-80s before I saw him in an interview, and I'm like, he's like Woody Allen uncomfortable.
Well, even today, you see more of actors like in their regular life.
Sure.
But it's still like, there's still plenty of TV people that like, I just think of them as their character.
As a character, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple guys I love from The Wire, and they're always like pimping, like, one guy's always like, he's got a new rap album, this and that, and it's like, no offense, like I don't care about your album.
Put it this way, Idris Elba had to say, I'm British.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a DJ now. So after 50 years in the showbiz, Henry Winkler has a few things to say, and I like it. He basically just said, look, at Hollywood, friendships are actually kind of shallow. A general friendship in this industry is based on a need and a need of each other. It's the reality. He gave an example of two executives who were best friends for years until basically the circumstances changed. They no longer needed each other. At that point, they weren't friends anymore.
I think you could almost spread that to any business.
Sure. You know what? You're right.
To some degree.
It's
a blanket statement. He's right.
He's right.
But I think it does move outside of that realm.
In Hollywood, you see it, but for sure, yeah, within different industries.
You think about people you know who are in business together for a little while, and then they were friends, and now, no.
Right. I think
I don't like you guys.
I think the difference is, and when you do showbiz and stuff like that, like, there's a lot of them that, I don't know how to explain. That's just different. You're right. When you go in business with somebody, and sure. I have friends that have started their own businesses, like, you got to know this friendship has changed forever. Good or bad.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
But also, like, when I was a janitor, I was friends with all the other janitors. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't, like,
but if you opened your own business.
Right. Yeah. If I had my own business. But,
right. But these people are their own independent contractors. They are their own business.
Yeah. If you're an independent contractor.
Ron Howard is his own business. Like, they're all their own business.
He's still friends with Ron Howard.
Okay.
So he kind of, he name checks a few people that he's still friends with and stuff, too. But I mean, listen, also, you know, my personal choice, like, look, you can do business with somebody. You don't have to act like your friend.
No. Oh, yeah. Just do business. Totally.
Right. But he says Adam Sandler is a good friend of his. Jason Bateman, Ron Howard.
Some of the shows he's been in, some of the guys he's worked with.
Right, and then he says he hopes he remains friends with Bill Hader from Barry. He's like, I really like that guy. He's super cool.
Let's go.
I hope we're friends.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here you go, man in Ohio named Brock. He lives up to his rock and roll name.
Meanwhile, police in Lincoln, Nebraska catch a man with naked claim to fame.
Woman who don't want to buy new clothes wears the same black dress for 100 days. Swingers party invaded by hunky men in uniform, reminding that crime does not pay. And another cat goes through the washing machine. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, a top story. First reported right now on this show and never before. Look at Argentina, where a police officer was responding to an illegal party.
What?
Oh, yeah. Crazy story. The story still has, the country still has strict lockdown rules to combat the virus, but this party decided to defy the rules and hold a sex party for 20 couples.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why when the officer knocked on the door, they were actually happy to see him, initially. They thought the officer was a paid stripper hired to spice up the party. Sadly for them, this was not the case, and multiple arrests were made. Because you didn't invite Cheryl.
That's what it got.
You know what? They're having a sex party. I wasn't invited.
Right. I'm going to call the cops.
I just love that the cops show up and they're like, yeah, baby. Like, no, we're cops. Yeah, baby. No,
take it
seriously.
Off.
God damn it.
Right.
We were cops.
Wasn't that in a movie? Wasn't that in some comedy movie where a cop showed up to bring something up? Oh, it was really nice for the guys to bring me a stripper, but no, I don't need it right now.
I forget like what Melissa it was. McCarthy.
Maybe.
So some scene
maybe
with her, like right, somebody started to arrest her, and she's like, yeah, baby.
I think it's definitely an episode of Reno 911 back in the day.
Oh, it's gotta be. Gotta be. In other news, police in Ohio were called about a disturbance at an apartment complex early in the morning. The woman that made the call was having issues sleeping at 1:30 a.m. when she heard loud singing coming from her neighbor, whom she texted to ask to quiet down. When officers arrived at his door, he fully admitted to having been blasting Led Zeppelin at that hour of the night, saying that he was practicing singing with the intent of going to a recording studio in the near future to record his debut album. When asked why he needed the music so loud, he simply admitted, quote, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
Where did they drive to find him? Like a Wendy's or something? Like when they went to arrest him, like he was working like he's a manager at a burger chain.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it was Wendy.
Oh, he's actually arrested?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. He was not arrested.
Fined.
Yeah, he was issued a warning and they went on their way. The irony was lost on no one that the man's last name is actually Rock.
I love the fact that he at least told the cops, like, because I think he's smart enough to know it's not going to help him, but like, bro, I can't play Zeppelin quietly.
Right.
Cops like, right, we get it.
We'll start playing Zeppelin quietly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have short patience for people like that. Man, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly. At 1:30 in the morning, yes, you can.
Or put on headphones and crank it up.
Right. It's real easy. Yeah. See this knob over here? You just turn it down like that. It's a real great invention. It's called the volume knob. It does go down.
Standard on everything.
And singing at 1:30 in the morning. What's wrong with you, man?
Well, I'm going to go into the studio and make my debut album.
Well, practice in the doggone studio. Or better yet, your car. Not at 1:30 in the morning. Practice in your apartment. Just not at 1:30 in the morning. I'm not mad.
Yeah. You had a loud neighbor, huh? Or you did?
Oh, man. You weren't singing, but I swear, every time I walked by that door, they were screaming. They were awful neighbors. Like, I don't know what was going on with that family, but there was constant toxic.
We like to crank music when we argue.
Oh, God almighty. Gentlemen, what do we know about Australia?
I know that every animal there can kill you.
Yep.
That is exactly
women
right.
Like a man with an American accent.
Everything there is trying to Let's kill you, go. Correct.
They like stubby holders. Bloomin' onions.
Stubby holder is a koozie.
Correct.
Okay.
Paul Hogan.
The Irwin family.
Everything is trying to kill you. You nailed it out. And that includes in the workplace. An employee was going about their day and decided to have themselves some lunch. So they made their way to the break room, grabbed their lunch, went to heat it up in the microwave. And that's when they noticed the 3-foot-long deadly venomous snake that had been hiding under said microwave.
Jesus Christ.
Authorities were called to wrangle the reptile, which carries enough venom to kill 6 of the employees that were there. And the animal was removed with that incident.
I mean, that's such an Australian story. And look, I get it. In the States, if you live in Aspen, Colorado, a bear is trying to get in your house. But a bear is trying to get in your house. And the bear is outside. You're inside. In Australia, it's like, oh, I opened my bedroom door. There's a spider the size of a dinner plate on my ceiling. It just had babies, and they attacked me.
Oh. With a snake from the back of the microwave with enough venom to kill 6 people?
Oh, yeah.
That's a little bit of a... All I'm trying to do is make a toaster strudel.
Right.
You know?
And understand, this microwave is not in a cutout. It's literally just sitting on a counter.
Right.
And the snake is behind it.
Snake anyway. Has no reason to be there. Be in the toilet. I can halfway understand the toilet.
I get that.
Why are you under my microwave?
To kill you.
But a rattlesnake gives you a warning.
Doggone
like
tiger
this thing's
snake.
Just in your house with enough venom to kill 6 people when you're asleep.
Jeez. Good times. Good news for those looking to enjoy dessert with their dogs. The ice cream company Ben & Jerry's has created a dairy-free ice cream treat inspired by their own furry friends that people can give to their dogs so they might enjoy a delicious dessert with their owners.
I'm sorry, but right. Being from this area for so long, like, this has been happening here for a decade.
Yeah!
There's been puppy cups of ice cream for at least 10 years since I've lived here.
Yeah.
Granted, this is mainstream, but at the same point in time, like, yeah, I've seen tons of dogs eating ice cream.
It means nothing here. Right, but to the rest of America, I'm
Ooh,
sure it's
real homemade food in a bag. Like, yeah, we got that too.
We used to give Tigger.
What's that?
Frosty Paws.
Frosty Paws.
It's like the original ice cream for dogs. You could find it in the frozen section.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the kind of ice cream you get as a kid at school where you lifted the lid and you got a little wooden spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like that poor little bastard. He would take him forever to get it out of there.
I thought my dog was spoiled with just getting puppuccinos every time we go out to the park.
Well,
just little whipped cream in a cup.
How often is he getting puppuccinos? Tinger only got this once a year on his birthday.
That's fair. That's fair. And that is it for your headlines. With that,
Mike Hawk is out. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.